Welcome back to Fox Footy Live. Thanks to Bailey Lattice. We're about to talk to an AFL Hall of Famer who is soon to become a legend. He's a legend in our eyes, but will surely soon become an official legend. 272 games, 727 goals, two premierships, four best and fairest. Thanks to Channel 7, Wayne Carey's about to join us. Tell us a little bit about this man before we introduce him. In fact, he's watching you and listening to you.
Is he? Well, I just don't think there's been one player mean more to one club at a particular time. I mean, if he played well, we won. If he didn't, we were in the fight. But he was the marketing department. He was out getting all the media attention. So he was everything to our club, Dwayne. He was the perfect captain. But he was the social club as well. We loved the full package. We loved it.
How's that for an intro, Wayne? Welcome to you.
Thanks, guys. Best intro I've ever had. So, thanks very much.
Where do we find you, mate? Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm doing the right thing, Kingy, as you know. At home, the only time I've been leaving home actually is just to go for a run or take the kids for a walk through the park. That's about the only time I'm leaving home. So there's no doubt it's challenging, and I feel for everyone that's, you know, we're all in the same boat, so we're all in it together. If we all do the right thing, hopefully we'll be out sooner rather than later. So that's the message that we all want to send, isn't it? But it's trying to find things to do for kids. I'm happy to sit on the couch and go for a walk, but they need to be entertained.
I love it. So do we. That's why we've got you on. Before Kingy and Ralphie have a bit of fun with you, I'll do the one serious question and then we'll move on. What's your stock standard answer every year when this North Melbourne to Tassie story comes around? What's your stock answer you normally go with?
Look, to be honest, I'm still writing for The Age. I'm going to write about it for Friday's paper, but quite simply, I'll say that the Kangaroos have tried everything over the years, let's be honest. We tried to go to Sydney when obviously the Swans were already up there. We tried to be the second team. Now there's GWS. We tried to go to Canberra. Now there's GWS out of Canberra. So we've tried to do a lot of different things. We've always been the first to try things. But I will say that I am writing about that, so I'll leave the good stuff for my article. But I'm very passionate about it, and you might be surprised what I write on Friday. It's obviously a topic that got brought up last night. When you've got a lot of time on your hands and you go for a walk and a run, it gives you a lot of time to think. I've probably never been one, Dwayne, to really be a football person after I retired, but I sort of got thinking and thought it'd be really sad if, you know, Carter and Charlotte and Ella and you know, my stepson Van didn't get to see the club that I played at, and it wasn't the same club that I played at, so it'd probably be disappointing.
Baseless garbage was what James Brayshaw said today about Carolyn Wilson's speculation, and it was speculation that some CEOs say that North Melbourne should move down to Tasmania. Here are the facts. 11 of 12 profits, 650,000 debt, which would have been wiped off. A profit last year, which was resulted in, despite them having to make significant payouts to Brad Scott and also Carl Delina. Imagine if Gillon McLachlan used up all the political capital that he had in the last couple of weeks to say, OK, we tried to get you to the Gold Coast, now we're getting you down there. It's just not going to happen. And it just seemed to me to be just fear-mongering of the worst kind when Gillon McLachlan on the weekend said, no, it's not happening. Can I ask you what you thought about it?
What I thought? Oh, look, I was disappointed. It was probably one of those stories that it didn't really come from the AFL. It hasn't really come from any North Melbourne angle. So why are we discussing it? I don't really care what someone thinks at another club. But, you know, at the front of mine at the moment is the salary cap. And I want to talk to Wayne about this because this has been something that's been close to his heart for a long period of time.
Bottom line, though, Wayne, you're against it. That's the bottom line. And we will read your article in The Age.
Look, I am against it. Yes, yep. I am, obviously. And look, we've tried everything at the Kangaroos. And for whatever reason, the Kangaroos, North Melbourne, first name to get brought up when you're talking about, you know, going somewhere else. It's very unfortunate.
And a lot of questions, Dwayne, when you have to go playing as a second team out of Sydney and out of Canberra is to meet the salary cap needs.
Right.
And they were under stress back in the day, back in the mid-90s, largely because of the guy we're talking to right now.
And fair enough. Damn straight.
I'm just sort of easing into a nice little soft one, Dwayne. Do you think when you look back now, Wayne, what you did to the rest of the list was criminal financially because you took it all?
You know what I've just realised? There's only one worse name than Wayne, and it's Dwayne. But no, Kingy, I must admit, I never felt any guilt at all about that. But I, as you know, I mean, the Kangaroos have always done it tough. I don't know how many times, and I know it's been a big issue, obviously, in the last couple of weeks. But how many times we got asked to take pay cuts? We're always, first to go in there and say, look, if it means that this club continues on, and we've still got, we can still play footy, then obviously we're all very keen, and we all did it on many occasions. In actual fact, Kingy, as you would remember, I think your first year was 94. Very hard to get paid at some times at the Kangaroos. Steve Rieger was very shrewd. And if you didn't play a good game, he didn't want to pay you. So that's probably the reason why you wanted to play well most weeks. You could go in and get paid with a smile.
Now, Ralphie, he left out that he'd get paid once a month, Wayne, be a little check in a little envelope, and he'd walk through the rooms waving it, and he'd say, I wouldn't go in there today, boys. There's a bit of stress on in the back office.
Funny, I can't believe you remember stuff like that, Kingy, but I did used to do that every day.
Once a month.
Now, Wayne, football's been shut down. Minor inconvenience. Big consideration, Vegas has been shut down. I know, yes. It's your favourite place. Mm. Now, legendary stories that you would effectively pick up the tab for the 5 or 10, worst paid players on the list. Why was it so important to you? And just give us 24 hours now, if you could just dream about where you'd like to be in Vegas and the itinerary.
Well, I felt a little bit guilty because it was meant to be a vote in terms of where we went. And the vote always went my way somehow. I don't know why. And so, therefore, the guys that obviously couldn't afford it, I always said to them that it'll be the cheapest trip you ever go on. You get to see the world, and if you are at the end of the trip, or if there's any time during the trip you need anything, there's Glenn Archer was the same, and Steve-O, and I'm sure Kingy. Did you ever kick in, Kingy?
No, never. No.
No. Okay. But there are always a lot of guys at the club that were on better wages that looked after the young blokes, and I just felt it was really important that all of those guys, and funnily enough, we always had the best turnout on those trips. Unfortunately, they're the trips that are no longer, which is a little bit sad for the current players. But I always felt it was really important. And like I said, the fact that I got to go where I wanted to go, I felt I probably had to.
Now, we understand there was a time where every single one of the rooms was put onto your bill. You might have found a way for it to be comped. And every beer that was drunk at the bar, you found a way to comp that as well. So the boys, I think they would have enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you gamble responsibly. And if you do it with Bet Easy, by the way. But do it responsibly. As you guys know, they're the perks over there. And if you are sort of on the tables and having a little bit of fun, they look after you. And they looked after us a couple of times.
Wayne, on a serious one, how many times through the 90s did other clubs come at you to try and poach you from the Kangaroos?
There was only one serious occasion where I nearly left, and that was to go to Adelaide when they formed. So when was that? 91. I think it was... I got a little bit homesick. And when I say homesick, I'm a Wagga Wagga boy, but went to Adelaide for a few years, had a lot of school friends. My family were all still in Adelaide, so I wanted to go home at one point. And then, funnily enough, the footy gods, I did my shoulder. Ron Joseph said in no uncertain terms that if I did go home and go to the Crows, then at that time it was North Adelaide and then the Crows formed, so it would have been then on to the Crows. He said that I wouldn't be paid and I would have had to sit out of footy. And I actually thank Ron for being strong with me and saying don't go, because things would have been obviously a lot different. So very thankful that Ron was strong, and I was under contract, so probably not the right thing to do anyway.
Hypothetical, if the Kangaroos were in Tasmania at that stage and clubs were coming to poach you, would they have been able to drag you out of a Tasmanian type setup rather than the setup you had at Arden Street?
No, quite simply, and you know this, Kingy, when you got to the club, you walk straight in. I hope that you felt comfortable straight away, and I think we created an environment that new kids, young kids came in, and no one was scared to have a crack. I know people think that myself and others were untouchable, or you couldn't say things to us. Tell you what, a kid would be there for 5 minutes and be hanging crap on me about my running style and my perm. By the way, that was natural curl back in the early 90s.
Most of those kids got delisted before the Christmas break arrived.
It was a great environment, as you know, Kingy. Yeah. So that's what we tried to create. And I think once you create that, and I think we see it a lot, we see so many players, and we've seen Mark Murphy recently and others do it. They want to stay at the one club that they've played their whole career at.
Everyone talks about 98 as the one that got away. What about 94, your first year? So, of course, the lead shooter kick floats across Mick Martin's head and Gary Ablett kicks the goal, they get into the grand final. And yet, I think what Dennis Pagan would say is that you tore a calf potentially early in that final series. You were getting better. You kicked 4 in a semi, you kicked 6 in that game. Do you feel like if you'd got through to that grand final against West Coast, you could have beaten them?
I do. I think we would have made a better account than Geelong, that's for certain. But I think, look, we're out on our feet. I would have struggled to play. I would have played, but I certainly wouldn't have been anywhere near 100%. Could we have beaten West Coast? Absolutely. It's a bit like 93. 93, the year the Baby Bombers won, we beat them both times that year. So, you know, that was an open year. I think 94 was sort of similar to that. But I agree, Ralph, is the 98's the one that got away. I think you generally have 3 years where you're the best team. And I think we're the best team 96, 97, 98. We had a lot of excuses in 97, injuries and suspension. 98, we got beaten on the biggest day. So we won one out of the three. And we got one in 99 when we probably weren't the best team. So... and we've seen it happen. Essendon, best team, 99, 2000, 2001. They only got one flag out of that. So, you know, they're hard to win, and I'm very thankful that we got a couple.
Can I ask you your top five players since the start of the year 2000? I mean, it's a good discussion that's going around at the moment. Warnie started this, and he's just thrown us all under a bus, really, Shane, because we've got to put ourselves on the line. Have you got a couple you'd like to throw up, Wayne?
Oh, look, it depends on where you take it from and where you consider players' careers. If you look at, you know, Buckley, Hurd and Voss and those guys who started, obviously, in the 90s, certainly Buckley and Hurdy, 93, and I think, what was Buckley, 92, I think he was. So they'd had a lot of their career before, but I think Buckley, Hurd, Voss, obviously, you know, sensational. And then the real modern and two guys that are still playing, you know, Franklin, and obviously G. Ablett Jr. are two that jumped to mind. I think you can throw in Rusciuto as well into that mix. I think Adam Goods is another one that you can throw in there. I think if you put all of those together, you've got a pretty good group and hard to nail it down to five. It always bemuses me how we all want to compare, you know, eras and times. They all play different positions. They're all superstars, they're all champions. All of those players I mentioned will be or already are Hall of Famers. So, you know, obviously of the current group, I think Franklin, I honestly think Franklin and G. Ablett stand above the others. But I'm a massive fan of Joel Selwood. Paddy Dangerfield's a superstar. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Even the kids are trained in the background. Like when he starts talking about other players being the best ever, they start screaming.
Speaking of that, Duck, before I let you go, and thanks to Channel 7 for putting you out on loan, if you could play in any era, would you have played in your era because it was more fun, or would you rather have played in this era right now at the peak of your powers?
Not in this era right now, Dwayne, I can assure you of that. But no, I think the 90s, and you know what, Dennis Pagan always said, you know, a bit like, oh, hey, son, if you're any good, people will tell you. To sort of back that up in this way, I never wanted to be one of those footballers that said our era was the best era. But you know what? I think it was. I really love the fact that we were professional than semi-professional. We're able to still, you know, I guess, have a good time. Social media certainly wasn't like it is now. Phones and all of that, you know, I guess, contact that people can have and have a go, and that's created a whole heap of problems. So for me, the 90s was just a great, it was tough, it was hard, but it was fair. Trial by video came in during that time. A lot of things happened. And, you know, the PA became a really strong force in that time, and look what that's been able to achieve for the players now. They've done a great job, and that all started in the 90s. So, I think I'd be happy to stay there.
Great to have you, Wayne. We really appreciate you joining us and giving us some of your time and a story or two. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. You're doing a great job entertaining me anyway.